From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two suicide attacks Saturday in the western Syrian city of Homs left at least 42 people dead, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. The city has been under full government control for nearly 3 years, but an Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Meanwhile, the top Syrian envoy at UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called on all parties to condemn the latest attack in the city of Homs. UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, "We also request the United Nations Special Envoy to request the same statement, a clear statement, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process." The opposition's main delegate to those talks, Nasser al-Hariri, condemned all terrorism but suggested that the Syrian government in Damascus was the primary sponsor of terrorism. Meanwhile, Syrian government planes pounded the last opposition-held neighborhood in Homs, as well as areas outside of the city. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.